Could you report to us on the meeting that just happened?
Thank you very much. I consider this an honor to be before you this evening. I never take for granted the democratic process, and this is at work. My name is Dori Klein. I live with my husband, Dana Strout, at 30 Dirt Road in Camden. We live on Ragged Mountain. We've been there 15 years. At approximately in the end of July this year, it came to my attention when attending a meeting in Camden about the redevelopment of the Snow Bowl that Camden had an additional committee called the Energy Committee. I had no idea this committee existed. I know that there have been some presentations or some articles over the years related to the Energy Committee's activities, but I had no idea what any of this was about. So at any rate, I started to educate myself. I started to ask my friends and neighbors if they knew anything about this Energy Committee. They did not, and what they were proposing, as we investigated further, was the possibility of turning Ragged Mountain, which belongs to Camden, Rockport, and Hope, into an industrial wind facility. And, of course, we know that this is currently a residential area and a recreational area with a Snow Bowl. Of course, at this time, Camden is proposing to redevelop the Snow Bowl at the cost of about $6.5 million. And that's going to come before the voters, and they're working on fundraising and that sort of thing now. That would include a new lodge, new ski lifts, that sort of thing, because it is such a widely appealing area, not only to Camden, Rockport, and Hope, but the greater community. So at any rate, we started to learn more about the Energy Committee and what they did, and we asked those basic questions of who, what, when, where, why. And a lot of those questions couldn't be answered because even though the committee formed in 2006, there were no agendas and there were no minutes of their meetings. So through 2006, 2007, 2008, and most of 2009, this way of conducting business continued. So unfortunately, we had no way to refer back to who was on the committee, what they decided, what contractors they brought in, what they decided, up until 2009, at which point they started to take minutes. Also around this time, Camden decided that they would pay George Baker and the Island Institute approximately $5,000 to do an initial feasibility study to do wind on Ragged Mountain. George Baker and the Island Institute received this money and hired a woman from Massachusetts to do a PowerPoint presentation, which she did, and she provided to the town of Camden. And there was a public presentation of this, although I still have not met anyone who attended it or knows anything about this. So then what brings us to today is that since 2009, we know there are minutes of the Energy Committee up until the present, but there was an additional problem that with our annual report, which we do look at and we do pay attention to, again, we couldn't find any listing of this committee even existing. So we weren't really even sure who was on the committee. So through 2006, 7, 8, 9, and 10, according to the town report in Camden, the annual report, there's really no way to even know that this Energy Committee existed or exists to this day. So now, after 2 years of being on record with their minutes, they wanted to form a new three-town committee. They said, look, they were tasked to look at all different sorts of energy, including hydropower, you know, solar power, all different things. It wasn't just Ragged Mountain wind energy that they were looking at. They made their recommendations, and they said, okay, Camden, we'd like for you to form a three-town committee with Rockport and Hope, and it would be four from Camden, three from Rockport, and two people from Hope. And to that effect, the Energy Committee wrote their recommendations for what these people should have as qualifications to take part on this three-town work group, and also what their mission would be. And one of those things that was written here that's in your notes provided to you is number 4, which has to do with the development of a budget and fundraising as necessary to cover the cost of the work group's activities. The estimate of the cost for a feasibility study ranges from $50,000 to $75,000. Well, just a couple of lines before that, it talks about beginning to form a public outreach process. Well, we feel very, very strongly that because there has been just about no outreach whatsoever, we have not found any evidence of any outreach yet, that it would be foolish for Camden, for Rockport, or Hope, individually or collectively, to spend $75,000 on a feasibility study before they've even spoken to the people, spoken to the abutters, or spoken to the people in the general community. They have not educated us. We've had to find all of this information out on our own. And so the basic question, and I believe that Mr. Strout will talk about this further, is that the basic question is, why are we even doing this? How did this even come about? Way back in 2006, because somebody had to have had the idea to bring it about in the first place. So at any rate, in answer to that question, why are we even doing that? That is our question, and I would like to read just briefly the Friends of Ragged Mountain mission statement. The Friends of Ragged Mountain organization is dedicated to preserving the quality of place and the quality of life represented by Ragged Mountain, and to protecting Ragged Mountain from the degradation caused by wind power development and construction. So, I realize that you people weren't present last week, September 7th, when Camden had their select board meeting and the Friends of Ragged Mountain made a presentation. The room was filled to capacity. They had to bring in extra chairs. There were people standing. And just like your evening tonight, where things have to be done and have to be done in a certain order and they take a while to do, it wasn't until about the same time that night, after 2 or 3 hours of waiting through all this other stuff, and we had fallout, and we had people who left who had to go home, but we had such a strong showing that Karen Grove, the director of the select board in Camden, said, in view of this, we have to make sure that if we do form a three-town committee, we have to make sure that we can't have just all people in favor of wind development. We have to have some people who are friends of Ragged Mountain or in between. We can't have it all one way or the other. And because she said that, and because the Camden Select Board had already accepted the Energy Committee's description of this committee, this three-town committee, what they wanted to do, et cetera, and I asked the select board, please, could you leave off the part of raising the $75,000 or $50,000 to $75,000 now? Can you at least wait? Why don't we educate the towns? Why don't we educate the people? And that fell on deaf ears. And because I felt we weren't making any progress in that regard, when I wrote my thank you to the papers and online to Village Soup this week, thanking all of those people who made the time to come out last week to say, we want to protect Ragged Mountain as a residential and recreational area as it has been. In addition, I close my thank you by saying, look, if you have any interest in this three-town energy work group, please put in your application with Camden, Rockport, or Hope. As soon as I hit the send button for that email, I realized, you know, I probably am overstepping my bounds. I do apologize if I have done so, and I wish I hadn't done that, but I did, because now, on second thought, it occurs to me that this is really not the time, this is not the place, and we don't have the right reasons for spending $50,000 to $75,000 on a feasibility study at this time. And in fact, I would ask you to consider whether or not you even want to join at this time. I understand this is news for us this evening, that you have a deadline of October 13th to decide. So if we don't have enough information for you this evening to make an informed decision whether or not you want to join this three-town work group tonight, we have more information available for you. In fact, today, in just 1 hour, I gained 11 more signatures from Rockport people although in your petition already, most of those people are from Camden, there are approximately 83 signatures. It's not just Camden, Rockport, and Hope people that are involved in this. I mean, because, as you know, this is the gateway to Penobscot Bay. This is a far-reaching area. The recreational area is used by people far and wide. So with that, if I may, turn it over to Mr. Strauss, who has a few questions, and after that, I think we have one more person.
Can I ask you one question?
Before you leave, Sonny wants to ask.
Yes.
I was under the impression that there was just an energy committee. Now it says that the energy committee is the Ragged Mountain Wind Committee or something.
I can explain some of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Because it's confusing.